We had the kind of snowstorm that we don't get very often in North Carolina. All 100 counties experienced snow.
That's North Carolina Governor Josh Stein, and we'll have to wait a few more days before we see cars on track at Bowman Gray. I'm David Stiles. This is PRN's Garage Pass.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
With record-breaking snowfall from the mountains to the coast in the Carolinas, the Clash project leader, Justin Swilling, states it was in the best interest of everyone involved to postpone the opening event of the NASCAR season to Wednesday, February the 4th. Swilling said that all parties were in alignment when it came to the decision to postpone for a second time.
We were all on the same page, right? It's going to take a day or two to get the industry out of the snow that they're found in and, you know, the greater Charlotte area and get them up here. It's going to take us a few days to get the stadium cleaned off. The city felt that responsibility as well. The state was supportive of saying, you know, it's not good to have people on the roads right now. Try to stay home if you can. But when things warm up, or hopefully earlier in this coming week, you know, we'll get to a really good place. They've done a great job with primary and even some secondary roads in and around this area. It was actually a fairly aligned decision from the moment we started talking about Wednesday.
Even before the storm concluded over the weekend, the operations team at Bowman Gray was working around the clock to make sure the track would be ready to go. And Swilling describes the Herculean effort to move the slush out of the madhouse.
The huge construction dump trucks that you guys see, you know, always going up and down the road and on big construction projects. We hauled out 40 loads of snow and ice yesterday. I mean, it was an incredible feat.
With frigid conditions still in the forecast for Wednesday, Justin Swilling urges fans to head out to Bowman Gray bundled up and ready for action, and they'll do their best to get the race in. We've enjoyed our snow day. Now let's get to the start of the 2026 season. This is PRN's Garage Pass.
Need a break? A break from the grind? The stress? We have just the place. A place where you can let your inner thrill billy out. Bristol Motor Speedway, April 10th through the 12th for the NASCAR Food City 500 Triple Header Weekend. 3 days, three races, two night races, one epic weekend. Don't just take a break, race to it. Get your tickets, upgrades, and more now at BristolMotorSpeedway.com. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!